So if you just want to get yourselves comfortable, even after all this time, I still get a, well, because I'm teaching new people all the time, of course I do, I get an interesting response from people who learn to listen to the sound of the bell moving through time. Yesterday, where I was teaching the students to listen to the sound of the rain moving through time. Which is a wonderful thing that we can do when the rainy season is upon us, like it is now. And you can hear whatever there is around you, whatever sounds there are. It's not raining here, but it might be raining where you are. Or you'll be able to hear traffic passing, or airplanes, or people's voices, or birds, or whatever the background sound is. And if you're not aware of any external sounds, obviously there's the sound of my voice. And if you're in a very silent environment, you'll be able to listen to the silence between the words. And in this calm place, if we check in with our bodies, not forgetting if you're seated, feet on the floor, elbows by the side, head balanced comfortably on top of the spine, finger and thumb tips gently in contact. And you're able to notice the rising and falling of the belly. Just the movement, the tiny movement of the belly. Belly rising. Belly falling. And so what will happen at some point if we continue this practice of noticing the movement of the belly? At some point, thoughts will intervene. Either our mind will wander, or the volume of the thoughts will rise, and they will become invasive. And when that happens, what we do is repeat the self-compassion practice. So we're connecting to the experience of awareness by noticing the movement of the belly. And when thoughts arise, and either our mind wanders and we notice, or the thoughts become invasive, we just repeat in our mind, may I be well, may I be happy, may I find peace of mind. May I be well. May I be happy. May I find peace of mind. A useful way to do that is by repeating it on consecutive out-breaths as you breathe out. Just noticing that tiny movement of the belly rising and falling. Thoughts arise, and on consecutive out breaths, we say in our mind, first out breath, may I be well. Second out breath, may I be happy. Third out breath, may I find peace of mind. And then return your attention to the breath, noticing the movement, thoughts arise, three consecutive out breaths, may I be well, may I be happy, may I find peace of mind. Back to noticing the breath and repeat. Practice this for a while. This is my loving awareness meditation. So this isn't a competition to stay present, to stay focused on the breath. Because the benefit of the mind wandering or thoughts becoming invasive is that we notice at some point and then repeat the self-compassion mantra. So it's enabling a self-compassion practice. So there's nothing unhelpful about the mind wandering. And now a slight change. Same focus on the breath. If you prefer to notice the breath at the tip of the nose, then that's fine. Or the movement of the belly, whichever you prefer. And this time, when thoughts arise or the mind wanders, it draws your attention away from focusing on the breath. Bring to mind the global family of living beings that you're part of. Not just other human beings, but all beings. And when you respond to your mind, it's wandering, or it's intense thinking, bring to mind that global family of living beings, all beings, and say in your mind, may we be well, may we be happy, may we find peace of mind. possibly on consecutive out-breaths. And then when you've completed that, again, return your attention to the breath. Same thing, we're noticing the breath. When the mind wanders or thoughts arise and become invasive, bring to mind the global family of all living beings and say in your mind, may we be well, may we be happy, may we find peace of mind. If you're a visual person, you can visualize the planet. If you're not a visual person, you can sense all of the other living beings. focusing on the breath, noticing whatever it is you can smell and taste, and the sensation of sitting. And a feeling of being pushed down into the ground. And in your very own time, gently return your attention to your surroundings.